Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, David. How's it going?
It's going pretty good, my friend. It's been a pretty good day so far.
Yeah.
Today we've got a topic that's probably not talked about a whole lot, but Tim and I are, we feel like it's kind of an important thing that needs to be discussed and stuff. And the topic is why you need to pitch website ROI instead of website design and features. You know, I think a lot of web developers get into this rut of, hey, look at this beautiful website and come check out my great design work and stuff and look at all this functionality that I've got built into it. It's just awesome. And then nobody ever goes to that website, you know,
right.
And there's crickets. Well, that's
kind
of important to business owners.
Yeah, and I couldn't agree more. And I know as web developers, oftentimes we geek out over like new plugins that we're using or new functionality, things that we learn how to do. And so we try to sell that to the business owner, but they don't really care. You know, they don't really understand, you know, what Gravity Forms is and why it's important to them. And so it just goes way over their head. And so it's hard to close deals that way. And so that's why we wanted to talk about pitching ROI.
Yeah, and I'm glad you used that example because that's a perfect example. Business owners don't know why conditional logic in a form, you know, how that's going to benefit them on their website. But when they understand that using this tool, you know, from a perspective of conversion and how that's going to increase their bottom line, that it's going to actually help take their customers and get their marketing department to pare down to exactly where this client needs to go and how they need to focus on them is huge. So, you know, stressing not so much the tools that we use, but the value that it's going to bring to them is going to be just going to be massively important. And I think, you know, that's kind of the secret to sales and success of sales. When you're able to understand completely the tools that you use, dumb it down in layman's terms so that you can help a potential client understand the value of truly what you're bringing to them, which is site visitors, when they come to your site, where they're going to go, what they're going to do, how they're going to act, you know, which ultimately, if you're selling products, getting them to click the buy now button, if it's getting them to pick up the telephone and call you for a lead or to use your contact form for lead acquisition or email acquisition, whatever it is, you know, pretty design and tools and stuff is just not gonna hit on everything for them. Sorry, Tim, I'm talking a lot now.
No. That's all gold right there. That's great stuff. One thing I wanted to mention was I see a lot of times web developers will throw out, you know, kind of these buzzwords like responsive.
Yeah.
Again, business owners, they don't know what responsive is. They don't really care. What they do care about is that their website is going to be easily accessible and viewable on all devices. So when their potential customers are on mobile, they can see their site, right? That's the same concept, but it's you're saying it in a way where it's talking about what it's going to do for them opposed to the technology or the technique behind it.
Couldn't agree more. Absolutely. That's a very, very, very good point. It is important to educate them and to let them know why they need those things.
Correct.
But again, it's not so much the functionality of the responsiveness, but they need to know, they need to understand the value that it brings to them. For example, if it's not that way, they're going to get penalized. Search engines are going to penalize them on mobile devices. So, great point.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and then additionally, you could say, you know, in your industry, 70% of traffic is on mobile devices, you know, and that's going to help. Oh, shoot, yeah, I do need that.
Yeah, and I think that most, you know, web developers have a hard time putting those metrics out there whenever they're pitching potential clients and stuff. So they want to go and they want to show samples of great design work and look at this beautiful site that I built for company ABC, and as opposed to showing what you did for company ABC. You know, we increased their traffic, we've increased their bottom line, which, you know, to me, that's the most important thing, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's going to cause people to pull out their wallets and give you their money a lot faster than showing them, you know, what forms you can build or showing them the parallax that you put on a website homepage.
That's right.
Yeah, because, you know, maybe 20 years ago, people were impressed by, you know, certain things on the internet, like, ooh, like, look at this flashy, you know, homepage. But it's 2017. The internet's been around for a while, and people aren't impressed by effects and, you know, flashy design and stuff like that.
That's right. Well, Tim, is there anything you would like to add to this topic?
No, I think that's everything on my end.
I think it's everything on my end, too. So, well, people, thank you very much for joining. People, where did that come from?
People.
Yeah, you know, I've literally never heard you say that.
Yeah, when you do a recording, a live broadcast and stuff, things come out of your mouth when you're trying to be hip, slick, and cool, Tim. And right. Unfortunately, that was not very hip, slick, and cool. So you are not. Yeah. Maybe you are my peoples. Who knows? You know, this is. We really. What I was trying to say is, we really appreciate you guys listening to us. We recorded. This is episode 35. It's a milestone for us. You know, we do these episodes daily. So it's a big commitment on Tim and I's part to record. So if you like these episodes and you really like the direction we're going in, let us know. You know, leave us a comment, give us a thumbs up, leave us a review, engage with us. We would love to hear some feedback. We're going to be starting a Facebook group here pretty soon to where we can interact and engage with our audience and stuff. So WP the Podcast will be. Is that going to be the name of the Facebook group, Tim?
To be determined, but we'll at least have that in the description, if not the name.
Hey, there you go. Well, yeah. Exactly. We need to figure out a few things. So.
Yeah, and that'll allow people to ask questions and engage with each other and so forth, because there's a lot of help out there for WordPress questions and technical stuff, but there's not a lot for the WordPress professional, the people that are building their business around WordPress and creating websites with WordPress. And so we want to fill that void.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you very much for another great episode of WP the Podcast. Head on over to WPthepodcast.com. Check out the show notes. Leave us those comments and reviews, as we said. We greatly appreciate you being here and listening to us, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Take care.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.